Tammy Haddad, and this is Washington Insider. Thank you for joining us. We're talking about the power of celebrities today with some of the leading advocates representing Hollywood. Robin Bronk is the CEO of the Creative Coalition, the national nonprofit, nonpartisan, social, and public advocacy organization of the arts and entertainment industry. It's really about business for you guys, isn't it? It's about the creative community.
It's a fascinating relationship, the symbiotic relationship that Hollywood has with Capitol Hill. Sometimes, some people describe it as a mutual petting zoo, and we mean that in the best way. But it's two seats of power in the nation, globally. And the Creative Coalition exists. It was galvanized by Ron Silver, Chris Reeve, Susan Sarandon, Alec Baldwin, who we call the godfathers, godmothers of celebrity advocacy, to use that power and platform of entertainment to promote the social issues to serve the common good. And that's what we always are driving back to, no matter what we're doing, it's always, how are we using the platform of the entertainment industry for the common good? And I would like to think that Capitol Hill also is working for the common good. So it's just a bunch of do-gooders.
But all coming together, the White House
correspondence. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya on the White House Correspondents Weekend. You've been bringing all these folks here for many years. Why?
You know, the first year I went, I was a guest of Tucker Carlson. And actually, Joey Pants and I were guests of Tucker Carlson. And we were like the Beverly Hillbillies coming into town. We just like, woo, look at that. Look at all that. That power. And we were fascinated by it. And it was fascinated when I had Joey Pants, Joe Pantoliano, the great actor. At that point, he was in The Sopranos. It was like people wanted a piece of him. And I, being a former lobbyist, thought, how do I use this power for the common good? And I saw that the White House Correspondents' Dinner is this pinnacle of power. And it's fascinating because you could be in a conversation with Julie Andrews and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Sheryl Crow and senators and congressmen, and that's a point of power. And so being the former lobbyist that I am, it's how do you connect the dots? So I thought, what are the assets of the Creative Coalition? We have Hollywood icons who these people in Washington love and like to talk to and respect, and we've carved out this respectful part of Hollywood as the Creative Coalition. So we do walk the walk, talk the talk, but we've been doing it for over 30 years.
And what do your folks say about it? I mean, there have to be the most incredible stories. I myself have been known to, you know, try to get a photo with someone, or I watch my colleagues, like the White House correspondents, go over to your folks and get a picture with Tim Daly or someone else. But what do the Hollywood people think when they come here?
Oh, they're thinking the same thing. It's great because they're muscling their way in to get a picture with Wolf Blitzer. And you'll hear, it's funny, when we come to town for 2 days, and we also have an arts advocacy day because we're all about the arts. So we'll go to Capitol Hill and the White House during the day on Friday, the day before the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and you know, keep on hammering about funding for the arts. But I put all the actors, all my people, on a bus. And we've been doing that for 16 years since I started, and why? First of all, because I'm cheap, and I'm a nonprofit, and I thought, well, that, you know, what's the cheapest way to get people around? So it was either give them a Metro card or put them on a bus. So we got a bus.
No limos.
And I could say, you know, yes, we're for the environment and for being smart about that, but it's also, I learned this. So you put everybody on a bus, no matter how old they are, no matter who they are, we all go back to that school thing.
High school.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
Middle school.
You know, it's like sad, the guy who like no one wants to sit with, so you try and, you know, bring him into it. There's you know, Marlon Wayans, who's getting everyone to sing on the bus. There's a Rob Morrow, 1 year, brought a guitar for the bus. It was like a teen tour. And it's great because everyone also disciplines each other in that, you know, wheels up at 9 a.m. and you can't be late because your peers are going to be screaming at you. You got to get to do business on the Hill. But that bus is a character in our White House Correspondents' Dinner Weekend. It's everything happens on the bus.
We need to get this podcast on that bus.
We've had lobbyists hop on the bus. We've had members of Congress hop on the bus.
Oh. Is there liquor on that bus?
There are no spirits.
What about makeup artists?
No. It's, you know what's so great? It's everybody gets down to base on the bus.
Are you guys bipartisan?
We are nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan.
Because we're a nonprofit advocacy group. So we'll take on issues. It's all about the issues. We take on issues. We don't take on politics at all.
And do any of the candidates that you meet along the way or any of the elected officials try to draw your celebrities in? Oh, please come to my event. Oh, please endorse me. And how do you handle it?
Oh, absolutely. And as an organization, we don't get involved in any campaigns. At the same time, as an organization, we will introduce our celebrity, our actors, our members to people who are candidates, who are running campaigns. And we encourage you, as we would encourage any of us, get involved. This is your community. This is your world. You think you want to get involved in a campaign? That's the great thing about this country. You can. So do it. So our role as the Creative Coalition is to activate, motivate, educate, and mobilize.
Okay, you sound like this White House. This White House has had a larger initiative for celebrities. I'm not saying it because there's Democrats, there have been other Democratic presidents, but my sense is they do more outreach than any other, as you discussed before the White House Correspondents' Dinner. They have an afternoon event where they invite all the celebrities in.
Well,
do you agree?
Actually, no, you know what? I haven't felt that really. And I've been with the Creative Coalition through the Bush administrations, and I actually haven't felt that so much. I used to be a lobbyist here in Washington, so I sort of felt like if you're comparing White Houses, I think the Clinton White House sort of had a screen door mm-hmm. on the White House. You always felt like you could just come in and hang out and just be in their living room. And this White House, I mean, we work with them a lot, but I haven't felt more of a Hollywood presence from them. But maybe that's because I'm within the bubble.
Are there
so
some
like, you mean everyone doesn't get asked to go bowling in the White House after the Correspondents' Dinner? Because we did last year.
You
so you
did.
Mean, wait, you mean that doesn't happen to everyone?
It doesn't happen to anyone.
So we're going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, that's just, it's
in
chaos.
The bus. And
in the bus. We're in the bus. And I get a call from the White House. We'd just been there that afternoon. And they said, hey, want to come over for bagels and bowling tomorrow morning? And so I go, this is like, maybe I am living in the bubble. Because I'm like, what time? Because we're not going to be up so early. And then I'm like, and one of the, I think it was Patricia said to me, are you crazy? That's the White House calling. Tell them we'll be there whenever they want. So I guess you might be a little bit correct.
Media organizations control the tickets. So how do you and your busload of celebrities get tickets?
The dinner is for to support the White House Correspondents Association and Foundation. And you can't lose sight of that. And as a fellow nonprofit in the arts, supporting the arts, our number one concern is how do you get attention to the journalists? And ensuring that this White House Correspondents Dinner remains pure in what it stands for. And I think that even, you know, I remember reading something that you wrote, that it's the hoopla, and, you know, who knows? Now you have, you know, the television cameras and a press line that's miles long. But at the same time, and again, having gone to Oscars and Emmys and Tonys and in different events, I admire the purity of this dinner. It's about supporting the art of writing, the art of democracy and politics. And I think that the news organizations, because the Creative Coalition has been around so much, the news organizations understand that we're not just there for glitter. And in fact, every time I always get calls from the news organizations after they've hosted our different members saying, you know, Tim Daly, he's so smart about education and the arts. Boy, he was just he was a great asset. And I think that we're not decoration. And if you're looking for a pretty face, just a pretty face, I guess we're not the right guest. But I think we're interesting, we're supportive, and we get involved. And so much has blossomed from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So many friendships and relationships and peer colleagues where a news anchor will then call and say, hey, I remember that Jeremy Piven was doing such and such. How did I get in touch with him? Because I really want to bring attention to that issue. So I'm happy to say I think we're good guests. So we get invited back.
So this weekend really is about building relationships.
It's the Great American Dinner Party. And as someone in the media and politics, isn't that where the
Well, you've got a president, you've got the first lady, you've got media. It sounds like a good dinner party to me, and you're celebrities.
You're right, and you have people who can make decisions, people who can sign the check. I remember one year I was listening to a conversation, and it was a great recording artist and a really significant producer talking to Karl Rove about the environment. And I remember thinking, you know, maybe Karl Rove will go, you know, you're right. I never thought of it that way. I don't know if he did, but it's, you know, everything's fair game. And I think people are open to that.
So everyone's exactly the same once you're in the room.
I think so. Do you?
Yeah, I do. Celebrities are used to being able to talk to anyone about anything. And these two celebrities went and talked to Karl Rove because that's what you would do. And some later on said, well, it's not Hollywood. You don't just approach a top aide.
But why not? Why not? Shake it up. And isn't that how things get done? Isn't that what this country was built on, shaking it up? So take advantage of the moment. Live that moment. Grasp it. And that's what any lobbyist would say, right? And we tell on the bus right before we go in, we say, don't forget, you're on the red carpet. You're going to talk about the arts. Because they're there. We're there for the arts. We have an agenda, believe me. And I think everyone in the room has an agenda. I mean, we're all hire guns, right? Or volunteer guns. But it's when you get the right, do whatever you want, talk about your dress, do whatever you want. But look, you're also going to talk about the arts. All day yesterday, you were on Capitol Hill. This is your moment. Seize it.
So, Robin, maybe one could argue that the role of your busload of celebrities has helped make these shows about Washington more popular. We've got Scandal, we've got Veep, State of Affairs, Homeland. It goes on and on and on now. Do you think it's because the celebs see Washington up close, or Washington sees celebrities up close, or what is the reason for the success?
It's interesting because I remember the first time West Wing had a show about the debt ceiling. And I remember thinking, how's anyone really going to understand it? But it was one of their highest rated programs. And I think what's great is that we know that television is the great communicator. And I think that all the press around the White House Correspondents' Dinner, as you get more and more celebrity to go to it, you open this window where the people who maybe don't watch CNN or MSNBC or any of the other news channels, but they're watching Extra, they hear what's on the red carpet. And as I said, everyone's got an agenda. Listen to people on the red carpet, and they're not on that red carpet, they are not just talking about what they're wearing.
I think there's also more interest from celebrities because it's white hot. It's not just this White House. Even when President Bush was in, which one would think it wouldn't be, the hot lights are in Washington that weekend all around the world. So you know you're going to get photographed. You know that you're going to meet someone interesting.
But it wasn't always like that, right?
I
mean,
I don't think so.
Do you remember, who was the first one that came? Was it Marla? Was it?
It was Fawn Hall. So Fawn Hall has this historic role as the first ordinary person in an extraordinary situation. A newsmaker, Michael Kelly, God rest his soul, brought her there to the dinner.
Were there cameras and miles of press?
Not as much as there is today. It has extended more and more and more. You've got E! Here, Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, people who have not traditionally covered it. They're all here every year. So it's become a little bit more of a circus, people have argued. Do you agree?
But isn't that great? Because they're making Washington accessible and exciting for every citizen. And, you know, we're always talking about, you know, we don't have enough kids that go into public service, and, you know, there are not enough people who believe in elected officials and believe in the system. And I think that it's something great that we've made this an every man to be able to be in on it in some sort of way event. It's not just this very scholarly, although scholarly is good, but a very elite group.
It's not private. It's more transparent.
It's more transparent, and it makes everything in Washington more accessible. I think that's the greatest thing that we have Extra and ET and Access covering the dinner, because we're getting to other broader audiences of citizens.
What I think also has happened is that because of the internet, celebrity, as someone who brings celebrities in and brings all kinds of guests in, that they don't feel like politics is too far ahead of them. You can have a conversation with the Secretary of, you know, Homeland Security and not feel uncomfortable about it. So it's more accessible, easier to talk about. I mean, do your folks feel that way? I mean, I see your folks, they're not just talking to the president or the first lady, they're talking to the Secretary of HUD, Veterans Affairs.
Yeah, I mean, they really are great about, and we talk to them, you know, everyone, we always say, everyone in that room of the White House Correspondents' Dinner is there for a reason, and you want, it doesn't matter who you're sitting next to, you're gonna, it's gonna be fascinating, and there are things that you're gonna learn, and there are ways you can advocate for whatever it is you care about. And the other thing I always say is they come for the arts, and I, you know, it's like you're on our dime and you're talking about the arts, but once you sit at that table, go for it. You're about PETA, you're about the oceans, go for it. Take advantage of it, which is all about the citizenship education to take advantage of the moment. But there are some funny times, though, when I always say that sometimes, I don't know, that whole fourth wall of Washington, I remember being on Capitol Hill back, this is years ago, with the actor Danny Stern, Daniel Stern from Home Alone. Every single member of Congress said, hey, where's that mark on your forehead from the brick that Danny DeVito threw at you? Or I remember bringing Richard Schiff and when he was on West Wing, and all the real joint chiefs of staff were conferring with him and asking him, you know, questions. And he kept saying, you know, I just play this guy on TV. But Richard Schiff actually happens to be a very smart, analytical, and strategic man. So look, the whole, you know, when you go down into the receptions, it's like going down into, you know, into the salt mines there. And we, on the bus, right, we give them briefings, and we have emergency numbers. We give out little cards with everyone's number, so everyone has a partner there. I mean, it's like, you know,
it's like camp.
It's like camp.
White House Correspondents Camp.
Yeah, it's like the buddy system. And because, you know, you could get lost in the swirls, in the whirlpools. So, but it's great. And it's we feel very honored and privileged to have been invited so many years, and we look forward to it again, hopefully this year. And yeah, we're good guests. We give good guests.
Thank you, Robin Bronk. We're also talking with Tim Daly, actor, producer, and president of the Creative Coalition. Tim is best known for his television roles on the NBC sitcom Wings and on the CBS drama Madam Secretary. We caught up with Tim at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce here in Washington, D.C., at an event celebrating the fifth anniversary of Blue Star Families, an organization working to strengthen military families by connecting communities and fostering leadership. The Creative Coalition has been working closely with Blue Star Families on various initiatives. Tim Daly, we're so happy you're here at the Blue Star Families event. Why do you support Blue Star Families?
Well, you know, it's odd because unfortunately we have so many men and women who have served their country bravely who are coming home and facing enormous challenges physically, emotionally, financially. And Blue Star Families is providing a space where they can really get help and get back on their feet and reassimilate into our society. In some ways, I feel ambivalent because it's too bad that we have to have organizations like Blue Star Families, but thank God we do, because they do amazing work.
And Creative Coalition has a long history of Blue Star Families.
Yes, they came to us because they had a message they needed to get out, and they needed the artistic sensibilities of the Creative Coalition, that's primarily an arts advocacy organization, to help them tell that story. So they came to us, and I was honored to be asked to direct some public service announcements for them, which I did, and I'm told they've been very effective, which makes me so proud. And, you know, I'm here tonight to be honored by Blue Star Families, and I feel completely unworthy in the face of people who have done so much more than I have by comparison.
How has celebrity helped veterans?
The thing about celebrity is that mostly it's only good for, you know, like tables or beds. You know, you can get a seat at a restaurant or a bed in a hotel. They're never full. But the thing is that what you do have is the ability to focus attention on things. And the Creative Coalition is very careful about who we choose to help with organizations that need attention. And we thought that the Blue Star Families, and particularly the issue of veteran suicide, was something that was in desperate need of disseminating to the public of the United States. So we leapt in and we tried to educate people about the things that our veterans are going through when they come home.
Tonight, Creative Coalition is revealing another public service announcement with the fictional presidents. Do you want to tell us anything about it?
All I will say is that one of the fictional presidents is on a television show that I am on also.
Very nice. Speaking of that show, the show has done unbelievably well. It's in Washington, Everything Stops from Madam Secretary.
Oh, that's great.
And have you got any advice from any former Secretary of State or any officials, anything we need to know?
Well, you know by now that I refer to Madeleine Albright as my White House Correspondents' Dinner girlfriend. And as a matter of fact, Taya Leone and I are doing a double date this year. She's going with Bob Schieffer and I'm going with Madeleine. So we're going to have our own little, double date, which would be a lot of fun. But this is the thing. The thing about Washington is that if you do a TV show about them, they think that you are them. So I've been coming here for a long time with Richard Schiff, who was on the West Wing, and they all treated him like he was really the chief of staff. And I thoroughly expect them to treat Taya like she's actually the Secretary of State, and probably me like I'm her actual husband.
The White House Correspondents' Weekend is the big weekend. The entire Creative Coalition team come into town in force in a bus, and you advocate for the arts. Has that been effective for you?
I think it has. I think that we probably have saved the National Endowment for the Arts several times. It's hard to tell. Washington is a tough place. You have to keep pushing the same rock up the same hill over and over and over again. But if we didn't come and we didn't push that rock, I have a feeling that we would no longer have a National Endowment for the Arts, so we're going to keep doing it.
Is there any president or any public official that you've met that was so incredibly different than you expected? Anyone that surprised you?
Boy, I got to be careful now. Okay, I will say this. I met Bill Clinton at the White House around this thing I did called From the Earth to the Moon. It's about the space program. And I got my 3 minutes with him. He talked to me. I told him I had a farm in Vermont. He very expertly segued into the next person. And then I met him years later, and he said to me, "Hey, Tim, how's that farm in Vermont?" I thought that was pretty good. I mean, that is a memory like I've never seen before in my entire life. So that impressed me.
And have you ever been bowling at the White House?
I have, as a
matter of fact. Would you like to tell us about it?
When was that? I think that was last spring. No, I can't remember. I was surprised that it's kind of smaller and dingier than I expected. It's not really so fancy.
And what was your score?
We didn't keep score. But there was a picture of President Obama on the wall holding a bowling ball, and I sort of posed in the same pose, which was a lot of fun.
Tim Daly, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
For Washington Insider, I'm Tammy Haddad. Thanks for joining us. Please note our program is in no way affiliated with the White House Correspondents Association. Our views are our own. If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe to our podcast and keep an eye out for more episodes coming soon. Co-executive producer Julie Donofrio and Haddad Media. These programs are produced in conjunction with Simon Marks and the Feature Story News team, including Rob Flynn.